you have a problem that most people don't know they have, and it's causing a lot of pain for business owners. It's causing pain for leaders, for individuals, for moms and dads, and how they try to raise their children.
Boom! What's up, my friends? Welcome to a new episode of Half-Assed to Badass. In today's episode, you will hear me in a training I did for a live audience on New Year's Day 2019. It's a training I've done every New Year's Day for a few years now to get people to dominate their life and business and take command right off the bat on the first day of the year. I know this is one of the days when most people have a hangover, right? Or they have a bunch of promises they know they won't keep. And I want to change that. You may have heard me say that over 50% of Americans make New Year's resolutions, and already by the time we hit the end of February, only about 20% are still on track. And it just keeps going down after that. Not only did I do a 4-hour training, by the way, this is not going to be a 4-hour training, but I also follow up and keep them accountable and focused every week for 90 days after that. And in this year's training, we had some amazing results. Some created changes they haven't accomplished in years. Some of these changes may seem easy or small for some people, but for others, they're huge. The key to understand is that whatever change you're trying to make, big or small, it matters, especially if you haven't been able to follow through in the past. Does that make sense? Right? Think about it. Most of the behaviors we don't want, we're addicted to, right? We either don't know how to stop them or we think we can't. We had a woman from Scandinavia, an amazing entrepreneur, create a new morning routine where she got up 2 hours earlier, which also meant a different evening routine. She used to go to bed at 2 or 3 in the morning and fall asleep in front of Netflix. And she dedicated that time in the morning for self-care. And she also loves to sing, so that was an opportunity for her to do that. And it was much more fulfilling to her instead of starting the day with emails and social media and all the outside demands. You agree? We also had a Russian entrepreneur that blocked off 4 hours of her workday, the first 4 hours in the day, in the morning, to get her most important projects done before getting distracted by other people's demands. Also a huge, amazing breakthrough for her. She also, during this time, started publishing by going live on Facebook every day and delivering her message. And that was huge for her because that was really uncomfortable and she was nervous about it, but she did it. Amazing accomplishment. Another business owner started making health a priority, drinking more water, taking daily 20-minute walks, and committed to making 2 new business connections every week. These are just a few of the accomplishments off the top of my mind. Anyway, follow along, take some notes. At the end of today's episode, I have a special surprise, so stay with me. Let's cut to the training session right now, but before we do, here is the intro. How do entrepreneurs, business owners, and experts influence themselves, their clients, and teams to maximize profitability, efficiency, and create lasting impact? How do they simplify life and business and yet still achieve more? What's the one thing separating the mediocre from the best? This podcast will give you the answers and reveal the secret strengths and the not-so-easy-to-admit flaws of your belief. My name is Satori Mateo, and welcome to the Half-Assed to Badass podcast.
Okay, welcome to Dominate. And this is about the roadmap to your business and your life, your income, your whole life and your business is all integrated. So I'm not going to separate them. This is all part of your journey, right? Your life journey. So what this is really about is a systematic way of taking control both of how you think, how you feel, how you behave, so you can achieve really what you want and what really matters to you. And this is going to help you put you in charge of your dreams, put you in charge of your goals so you can dominate your life and not be dominated by it. And I know, you know, the word domination, you know, has been used in many different ways, but I really mean this in a pure sense, right? If you don't take control of your thoughts, you don't take control of your behaviors, your habits that you have, then someone else is going to take control over them, right? You're either dominating or being dominated. Right, it's just the law of life. So this training, this workshop here is for you to make sure that you're not leaving your dreams, your thoughts, your feelings right? The things that you want for your life as a way to, you're hoping for it to happen, not to be an accident, not something that you can look back on, oh, it didn't happen, right? And it's also not about beating yourself up. So we all have experience of disappointment, right? Of goals and dreams that have not been met. We all have that. And most of the time, it was not even your fault. Really, it wasn't. And I'll tell you why in just a moment. But I want to start off by saying that because we live in a world that is moving so rapidly, right? Yet it may feel like you're standing still, like you're not moving toward what you want fast enough. That makes sense, right? So we live in this world where so many of us are overwhelmed, we're overworked, we're spread thin, and we have a million plates spinning at all times, trying to make everything important. And as a result, nothing becomes important. Nothing gets the necessary focus and attention, and therefore momentum slows down or stops, right? And that's where we stop going into this situation where we beat ourselves up, we judge ourselves, we criticize ourselves, we think we should be further along than we are, and all these different things that complicate things. So today I want to demystify that, and I want to clarify so that there's a way for you to set your intention and your focus on the right things. And it's not the right things for me, it's what's right for you. So the people that are winning today, right, in today's marketplace, in today's world, people are winning today, they are narrowing their focus. All right? They're not going wide. Everyone else is going wide, and they're lacking precision. So today will also be a little small introduction to my precision-based growth training. Okay, the people who are dominating, crushing it today, they have more of a sniper approach, I would say that way, right? It's very, very targeted. And everyone else who are, you know, losing battles, getting killed in the marketplace, they're setting fantasy goals without a clear strategy for execution. Whether that's in your personal life or whether it's in your professional life, it doesn't really matter. It's all the same, right? Because it still requires you. It requires your thinking, requires your feelings, requires your behaviors, right? The actions, if you're proactive or reactive, it all matters, right? So if you're caught in the whirlwind, right? If you're caught in the whirlwind of the day-to-day, you're going to be stuck there just like everyone else. And we need to be able to remove ourselves from that and take control and dominate our own thoughts, our own feelings, our own behaviors in order to change things. So that's why this really matters, right? So I think it's important because we have a problem that most people don't know about. And I think this is critical. I thought about this the other day. I was looking at the question, what's the problem that they don't know they have? Or they don't know how to solve, right? And I was looking at that in terms of business, but also in terms of people, you know, in their personal individual lives. So we have a problem that most people don't know they have, and it's causing a lot of pain. For business owners, it's causing pain for leaders, for individuals, for moms and dads, and how they try to raise their children, right? And that is, the problem is that they don't know they have, is that we've been indoctrinated and trained to adopt others' values rather than our own, right? We're trying to pursue others' dreams, believing that they are the right dreams, the right values. And it's kind of a good girl, good boy syndrome that is dominating our thoughts and feelings and our behaviors. And therefore, our results are going to be impacted, or the lack of results are going to be impacted, right? We've been chasing a social conditioning, a fantasy. And you can see it on social media all the time, right? I was having a conversation with a guy the other day, right? We're looking at social media, and we see these pictures of these, you know, beautiful homes, beautiful cars, beautiful bodies. These are like moments, snapshots, and we believe that's the life that this person lives, and we don't understand that they have turmoil, they have disappointments, they have upsets, they have all these other things. So we put this person or this, you know, this guru or whoever it is on a pedestal, thinking that they are a certain way and they don't have the other side. And if you believe that, this is the time to demystify that, because it's not true. We all have all areas of life, right? And so we need to start getting clear on that. Even though if you know that intellectually, you need to stop and think about that, because you may have been chasing the wrong target. you may have been chasing the wrong goals. When I say the wrong goals, I'm not saying that they're wrong because of wrong. They may be wrong for you. And if they're wrong for you, they're wrong, right? If you've been chasing them because other people want you to chase them, because your mom, your dad, you know, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your cat, your dog wanted you to achieve those goals, you're chasing the wrong target. Okay? So this is not about beating yourself up. I'm going to clarify this. So going back to what I told you in the beginning here about why it's not even your fault, is because of this. Right? Because if you have set targets, goals, ideals, right, social idealism that you have chased, and if you're chasing those because someone told you you should, or because you've been so indoctrinated, so hypnotized to believe, to value that thing, and you're not achieving it, it's not because you don't, you know, you can't. It's because it really doesn't matter to you. You just believed it mattered, but you were chasing a lie. And that may sound kind of, you know, harsh to say, but I just want you to think about this. And why am I saying this? Because I'm saying this because if you don't start by identifying who you are, what you want, what you truly want, right? When I say truly want, I'm saying not based on the fantasy or what we might believe will give us more respect, more appreciation, more love, more significance from other people. Because then we'll be chasing the wrong targets. So if you want to achieve the kind of goals and dreams that truly matter, that create a meaningful life, and where you can be in control of your life, of your business, of your health, and not be seduced, then this is what we're going to dive into today. Okay? So let me start first by just getting into the seven areas of life. And you've probably seen many different versions of this, but I'm going to share these areas with you because I think they are the areas where more people want to make improvements. And I'm going to classify for you how you can make these improvements or how you make these shifts, right, that you want to have happen. But before we do that, let's just go into the area so you can at least see them. Okay, so we have these literally like seven areas that I look at. And the first one of their areas, it's mental, right? Your mental area, your mental capacities. And the mental capacity, your ability to focus, right? Decision making, your ability to handle stress, your ability to have clarity, like your mental capacity, right? Your mental focus. So that's one area of life, right? That you may want to have improvements on. You may want to improve that. You want to have that as target, right? You have business and career, right? The business you're in, the career you have, the vocation you have, right? That's another area we can set goals in, set targets. And I'm going to change these words, targets, goals, outcomes, dreams, okay? Then we have financial, your financial life, right? How you acquire money, how you manage money, how you invest your money, right? Your income. And then we have the relationship area, right? Your relationships. Relationship with yourself, relationship with a spouse, relationship with kids, your relationships, your family, your mom and dad relationships, sisters and brothers, your relationships. You may have goals in that area, right? And we're going to be able to answer a question around that, meaning so we understand what it is that you want. Like what's one thing that you want to accomplish in the area of relationship? I don't know what that is. We're going to clarify that. But whether that's more intimacy, better communication, right? I don't know what it is for you. But that's one area. And then we have socially. Socially, the area of being social, the area of being, you know, with other people that is not directly connected to your closest family, right? People that you meet out, right? It could be work relationships, it could be friendships, it could be educational, it could be all kinds of people that you meet, right? It can even be social media relationships, right? But you being social, And then we have the area of your physical area, right? Your physicality, your physical health, your energy, right? How you physically feel. And we all know that, right? We know that if you don't feel good physically, right, then nothing else really feels meaningful. I mean, I know this year's been quite a challenge for me in many ways physically. And it just kind of, it kind of puts down the at least for me, the lens of being able to enjoy life, you know, really at the way I want it to be, because I'm in pain, right? Whether it's, you know, back or mouth or teeth, whatever that is, right? Physical pain. If you don't have the energy to move, right? If you feel like your brain is not active fully, that's going to impact you. All these areas are going to impact you, right? So physical health, your vibrancy, the amount of energy that you have, or the lack of, right? Whether that's a weight goal or muscle gain that you want, or you just want more energy. I don't know what it is for you, but it's a physical area. And then we have the spiritual area. And the spiritual area, you know, it's one of those areas that people have in their seminars of life, and they try to, they, sometimes they don't even know what it is, and sometimes they try to pinpoint what it is, and I don't know, there's many ways of describing it, right? In my perception of spirituality, you know, there's no difference, you know, inside, outside, it's all the same. It's all part of being here. But spiritually, I also look at it as a way to live in alignment with your values, so you're congruent with your values, and be able to contribute those values to other people. That's one way of defining it for me, right? That if I'm congruent and aligned with who I am and be able to share who I am with other people, to contribute to other people's lives. So that's the way I describe it in a sense. Which makes it, to me, more something that is more solid, not so abstract, something that I can be also more in control of rather than leaving it to other people or to other entities, right? Something that I can be in control of. So those are the seven areas. And what I'm planning on doing here in this section, in the first section today, is to be able to look at those seven areas, but also cover values. And the reason I want to cover values is because it's critical, and that's why I'm going to go into that right now.
Awesome. How'd you like that? Like I said, I have a surprise. Tomorrow, I'm going to release a bonus session for you where I'll walk you through how to identify your real values. So when you set goals, that they're aligned with what you're really after, not fantasy goals. Sound good? So make sure you tune in to tomorrow's bonus session on how to clarify and identify your values. If you find this challenging, you want more clarity, and you want us to help you get more clarity, more focus, and accountability, go to talktosatori.com, fill out an application, and we can get on a call and get you to the next level. Again, that's talktosatori.com. Bye for now. If you want to grow and scale your business, you're probably studying a lot, and that's great. You're probably studying all the different strategies out there, right? That's also great. But the hardest part is figuring out how to remove overwhelm and friction and get done what matters without burning yourself out and without killing yourself in the process. Is that making sense? That's what I struggled with for a while until I learned the secrets of precision-based growth. So if you're wondering how precision-based growth can work in your business or life, I created a special opportunity for you to get on a call with me to get on the track with the right focus and, more important, how to maximize growth, maximize efficiency, and simplify. You're not alone. Want to talk? Spots are extremely limited, so if you're serious and you want me to personally answer your direct questions, you can apply for your spot by going to talktosatori.com. Again, that's talktosatori.com.